नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भवे अस टू रिजुविनेट द डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ हियरिंग रिमेंबरिंग वर्शिपिंग एंड सो ऑन in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation.
Bhave asmin klishmananam avidya kama karmani. Bhave asmin klishmananam avidya kama karma bhi. सबन स्मरणारहणि करिष्यन् इति केचन. दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स. भवे अस्मिन् अस्मिन् मीन्स दिस एंड भवे द मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड. भव मीन्स टू ग्रो and means, grow means which has taken birth, that requires grow. In the material world, there are six kinds of changes. First of all, birth, then grow, then stay for some time, then producing some byproduct, then diminishing, dwindling, and then vanish. These are the six kinds of changes. Just like this body, it has taken birth at a certain date and it has grown, that the child is growing. And growing, it will stay, not immediately vanish, it will stay. And while staying, it will create some byproduct. From this body, so many sons and daughters will come, byproduct. Even tree, they produce also, everyone. Then it becomes old, no more strength, and when it is very old, finished. These are called sarvikar. That is on account of this body. So after finishing this body, then I am not finished. I am there. I am this gross body finished, but I am within this subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. The subtle body carries me to another gross body. These so-called scientists, medical men, they cannot see the subtle body. Although one has to accept, just like I have got mind, you have got mind, but I cannot see your mind, you cannot see my mind. I have got intelligence, you have got intelligence, everyone knows. But you cannot see my intelligence, I cannot see your intelligence. They are very subtle. So, and beyond that, the spirit soul is still subtle. So minute quantum. So what these material scientists will see, they cannot see the mind, intelligence, ego, and what to speak of the soul. Therefore they say this body is everything and there is nothing more. But actually that is not the fact. The fact is that the spirit soul is very, very small. Keshagra satabhagasya satadha kulipitasya cha. Keshagra, the tip of the hair, agrabhag, front portion. Satabhagasya, you divide into, can you do it? Take one hair and divide into 100 parts. No, that is not possible. But it, the direction is there. If you can, you can do it. Satabhaga, then again take one part of that satabhaga, 100 part, again make it 100 part. So it is not possible, impossible by the so-called scientists. But how to learn? Then you have to learn from the authority. It is like this, that much. It is not under your experimental knowledge. That is not possible. Because your knowledge is so imperfect, you cannot deal with these things. But these rascals, they think, because they cannot deal with these things, they think that the matter is the cause of life. That's all. Matter, material. But that is, they have not been able to do so. Take matter in the laboratory chemicals and produce a small insect with hands and legs and eyes, we see every night. It's small, very, very small, but still it has got hands, legs and everything. Eyes, otherwise how they're coming to the light? Very small. So we are getting bhava. Bhava from the small insect up to the Brahma. Abrahma bhavana stambha. Abrahma stambha. Everyone. That is called bhava. There are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and we are finishing one body, entering another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Krishna says, either you have to reject Krishna's word or you have to reject all this so-called scientific research. But we are placed to Krishna consciousness. We cannot reject Krishna's word. So it is accepted that tatha dehantara prapti. Now Krishna says that you have to accept another body. Everyone has to accept. Now he does not say that after this body, the next change will be this body. He does not say. He does not say. So, because that will depend, as it is said here, avidya kama karma bhi. Avidya, the every living entity is within this material world under avidya. Avidya karma sangha anya titiya shakti rishati. There are many potencies of God, Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate, many, millions. So they have been summarized into three. What is that? The external potency, internal potency. Two, and third, marginal potency. The marginal potency and internal potency, they are of the same quality. They are of the same quality. And there is another potency that is called external potency. What is that external potency? Na avidya karma sangha anya titiya shakti rishyati. Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta Khetra Gnakhya Tathapara. Vishnu Shakti, the Lord's potency, is para, that is spiritual. Vishnu Shakti Para. And Vishnu Shakti Para, Vishnu Shakti. And Khetrajna kha tathapara. And Khetrajna, the living entities, the Khetrajna is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, idam sariram khetram iti abhidhiyate. And one who knows this khetra, khetrajna iti abhidhiyate, these are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So the living entity is khetrajna. So khetrajna is also paraya. But besides these two shakti, there is another tritiya shakti, which is avidya, everything in ignorance. Here in this material world, everyone is in ignorance. Everyone. Even Brahma. Brahma, he was ignorant, but he was given knowledge by Krishna. Tini Brahma Rida. Adikavai. Adikavai means Brahma. So the Vedic knowledge, tene brahma, brahma means this Vedic knowledge, sabda brahma. So there was one creature, Brahma only, and he was educated. How he was educated? Rida, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhe sarjuna dhishtet. Because at that time there was no other way but to transfer the knowledge from within. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jina mam apajanti te. That is Chaitanya Guru, Krishna, Paramatma. So Brahma is also educated. That means beginning from Brahma down to the small insect, they are all in ignorance. All fools and rascals. That is the constitutional position. Nobody should be proud of his knowledge. Everyone is a rascal. Everyone. Here it is said, Klishmananam avidya kama karma bhi. The Brahma is desiring that if I can get the opportunity, the post of Brahma, and I can create a big universe. He was also thinking like that. And the small insects, it is also thinking like that. If I can create a small hole within the room, then I can live very peacefully and eat. The same propensity. As Brahma is thinking to create an universe, you are thinking to create a skyscraper building. The ant is thinking to create a hole within the room. The quality of the work is the same. But because we are fools, that these things are material, it will not stay. On account of ignorance, we are thinking that this will be very nice, this will be very nice, this will be very nice, this will be. Kama karma bhi. Creating some kama desire and working in that. Therefore, klishanti, to become Brahma, that is not very easy thing. Brahma is such a big post, very qualified, highly advanced in austerities, penance, he is given. He is also a living entity. Just like in your America, you are also a citizen, and President Nixon or Ford, he is also a citizen. But by dint of his ardent labor and diplomacy, this way that he has captured that post. But he is an ordinary citizen. Just like President Nixon, now he's dragged down. He's no more president, ordinary citizen. Similarly, if you like, you can also become Brahma. Kama karma bhi. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Brahma janme nahi moro ash. Kita janma hau jatha tu adash. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. So let me become one insect where there is your devotee. Because if I fall down on the dust of the devotee, my life will be successful. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kito janma ho jathatva. Bohirmukh brahma janma is not easy, it is very difficult. But if brahma is bohirmukh means not devotee of Krishna, it is possible because we are in ignorance, maya. At any time we can forget Krishna. Therefore we have to always be engaged in Krishna consciousness so that we may not forget Krishna. That is stated here. Sravanas marana arahana. Sravana means hearing, and smarana means memorizing, and arahana means worshipping the deity. If you engage yourself always in this business, all the centers are being opened only for this business. Chanting, dancing, worshipping, so that we may not forget Krishna. So, sadātada bhāva bhāvita, if we are always engaged in thinking of Krishna, then there is chance at the end of life, ante nārāyana smriti. Then there is chance. Everything has to be practiced, just like if you want to dance in the stage. So, you have to perform many rehearsals. How to dance. Then, if you become expert dancer, then when you dance on the stage, you get fat. Very good dancer. But that very good dancer, you cannot say, I go immediately to the stage and I become a good dancer. That is not possible. If one says, no, I shall not attend the rehearsal. You give me the stage, I say, no director will allow him. Then he's a rascal. You cannot become all of a nice dancer without practicing it. So, real purpose of life is ante narayana smriti. Jang bapi smarana bhavang tajatante. If at the time of death you can remember, you can memorize Krishna, then your life is successful. Smarana. So, it has to be practiced. Robert, you have got that? You could not? Kiratam bhunanda pulinda pukkasa. Kiratam. He knows. Second canto, fourth chapter. So, asmin bhave, this is the problem. These rascals, they do not care to understand. They are so absorbed in ignorance. Just like some of the, what is called, smugglers, they go on with their work. They do not know, some of them know also, that we will be punished, we will be arrested, still they go on. That is the difficulty. A thief knows that if I am arrested for this criminal act, I will be punished. He knows it. And perhaps he has been punished several times, but still he commits the same thing. Still he steals. Puna puna chadvita chadvana. So why? Ignorance. So therefore this very word is avidya. He never thinks. He is so much absorbed in ignorance that he has no time to think that repeatedly I am stealing and repeatedly I am arrested and I am punished. I am sent to jail. Why I am doing this? The result is not very good. Just like a person too much sexually inclined, he suffers in so many venereal diseases, undergoes operation, and still he goes to prostitute, again does the same thing. This is avaidha stri sangha, illegitimate, legitimate also. After sex, the woman is pregnant and she has to suffer for 10 months, and at the time of delivery, it is very dangerous sometimes. And the man also, after he gets the child, he has to take care of the child, he has to work hard to give education. This is proper sex. With the proper sex, there are so many difficulties. And what to speak of the improper sex? You kill the child, you take contraceptive, you make this, you make that. Therefore, Shastra says, bahu dukkha bhaja, after sex life. Oh, there are so many troubles, bahu dukkha bhaja. Simply trouble, either legitimate or illegitimate. Simply trouble. Atripantani hakkarpana. But because he is a rascal, ignorant, he is not satisfied. Again does the same thing. Puna puna charvita charvana. Again. This is called bhavaroga. Janamaitanadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kanduyane nakarayu riva dukkha dukham. Riva dukkha dukham. Simply trouble. Therefore, Vedic civilization is to train this small boy to remain a brahmachari, not to take trouble. But if one is unable, he is allowed. So, on being trained up in the beginning as brahmachari, he does not stay for many years in the family life. He retires very soon and becomes vanaprastha, then sannyas. That is the training. So, here it is said, klishamalanam, everyone is suffering. Birds, beasts, animals, and trees, plants, and even Brahma, even Indra. Indra is also not safe. He is always anxious. Nobody competitor may not come. So here in this material world, everyone is klishamana, suffering, at least with anxiety. Sada samudvigna asat grahat. The sadhu manne shirovajya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam asad graha. Everyone in this material world, always anxiety. Klishamana nam, that British called asmin bhave klishamana nam. Why klishamana nam? Why they are always suffering in anxiety? Avidya kama karma bhi. Because they are rascals. Therefore, Krishna is giving so much stress, you rascal, give up all this business, you surrender unto me. Because everyone is rascal. That is Krishna's very good mercy. He is the Supreme Father. Therefore, directly he says, sarva guhyatama, this is the most confidential knowledge I am giving you. Rascal, you give up everything and simply surrender. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. Yes. That is required. So Kunti says that you have come to teach rascals like these and engage them in this business, savanas smarana arana. savana, because this is bhakti. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. But their soul asks, as soon as the Vaishnavas begin, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the rascal Swami will say, no, any name Savan will do. Any name. Why Vishnu or Kali? You know, in Bengal, there is a party, Kali Kirtan. What is this nonsense, Kali Kirtan? Huh? In the Shastra, there is no such thing as Kali Kirtan. Kirtan means Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu Kirtan. But these rascals have discovered, because they are very fertile brain, and they can discover so many things. Jatama Tatama. I have discovered this. What is this? Kali Kirtan. Dugga Kirtan. But Shastra does not say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say. Shastra says, Hare Nama, the holy name of Hari Krishna, not any other name, not any other name. So, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, when there is question of Savanam Arahanam, and these things are of Vishnu, where is that verse? Jat Savanam, Jat Kirtanam. So this, yes. So this Savanam Kirtanam has been described by Sukadev Goswami in Canto 2nd, Chapter 4, very nicely. He said, Jat Kirtanam Jat Smaranam Jat Ikshanam Jat Bandhanam Jat Savanam Jat Arahanam Lokasya Saddha Vidhunoti Kalmasam Tasmai Subhadda Savasi Namo Namo. Very nicely explained. Sukadeva Goswami, before speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, is offering his obeisances to Krishna. What is that? I offer my obeisances, tasmai, and to him. Subhadda Sravase, simply hearing of him is Subhadra, not Abhadra. Subhadra. Subhadda Sravase Namo Namo. So, Sukadev Goswami, Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam. Either you glorify Krishna. There are so many glorifications. The whole Bhagavat is glorification. So you have got, this is the glorification by Sukadev Goswami. Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam. Either you glorify or simply meditate upon him, Jat Smaranam. Jat Ikshanam. Simply, if you sit down in front of the deity and go on seeing, bas. Do nothing. Simply see how nicely dressed is Krishna, how nicely dressed is Radharani. Simply, if you see, it is said, jad ikshanam, sabanam kirtanam, if you have no capacity to chant, or if you have no such fixed up mind, your mind is so disturbing that you cannot fix up your mind in Krishna, then the chance is given here is deity, you simply see. And if you are engaged in the service, there is good chance of seeing always, 24 hours, while you are cleansing the floor of the temple or the room, you are seeing. You are dressing, you are seeing. You are bathing, you are seeing. You are offering food, you are seeing. This is the process. So people are so rascals. they do not come even to see. They are so fallen down. They do not come. Huh? What is this? Deity worship. Idol worship. Idol worship. They will worship Gandhi's statue and this statue, that statue. But when they are asked to come here and see the deity worship nicely, no, this is your idol worship. I have seen in Calcutta that Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee's statue there is in the Chowringhee Square. So in the morning, these ordinary sweepers, they will clean the statue with that brush, because whole year the crows have passed tool on the face. So it has become a very solid stool fixed up. So I've seen it brushing like this. This is their archanam. This is allowed. And if you worship the deity, bathe the deity, this is idol worship. And that municipal brass, sweeping brass, and on the face of Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, brushing, that is very good. Just see how much rascal there. In the morning this business is done, and in the evening all big men will come and flower him, garland, full of garlands. And after evening they'll go away, and again next morning the crows will pass too. That kind of worship is accepted. And if you install deity of Krishna and worship him nicely, these are for the fools and rascals, less intelligent. And he is very intelligent. This is going all over the world. They are worshipping Napoleon, they are worshipping, I have seen in Paris, Napoleon statue. France and Napoleon one. I asked them, where is your Napoleon? France is there, but where is your Napoleon? So these things are going on all over the world. Why? No, avidya. The disease is avidya, kama karma bhi. So people are so much embarrassed with this avidya, kama karma bhi. And to educate them, to rescue them from these clutches of avidya, kama karma bhi, is this Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasi. That is the Savan-Savastan. So, that is explained in this verse also by Sukadeva Goswami. Jat Kirtanam Jat Smaranam Jat Ikshanam. Kirtanam Smaranam. And if you are unable to do that, just like these children, they cannot meditate. That simply they sit down and see Krishna. Here is Krishna, here is Radharani. That is also a small child. He also gets the benefit. An animal gets the benefit. Simply by seeing. Jad bandhanam. And if you are still more intelligent, then offer prayer. Either of these. Jad bandhanam, jad shravanam, jad arahanam. This similar parallels, arahanam. If you are expert, trained by your spiritual master how to worship, that is arahanam. And shravanam, the same thing. Jad bandhanam, offering prayers. Somewhere or other. Therefore, I say that the Christian, they are also Vaishnava. The Muslim, they are also Vaishnava. Lower stage, because they are offering prayer. Jat bandhanam. They offer prayer. Oh God, give us our daily bread. They do not know very much. But the beginning is there. beginning is there because they have approached Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam, Sukriti Narjana, that going to the church or going to the mosque, that is also pious activities. One day they will come out pure Vaishnava. One day. But that beginning is good. But atheism, don't go to church, don't go to temple, don't go to mosque. This propaganda is very, very dangerous to the human society. Something, do, try to understand that education, that a child is sent to his school, let him learn simply ABCD, it doesn't matter. So, one day, if he's interested, he may become very good scholar. But to give up religion altogether, secular, simply open factory, bolts and nuts, and work hard and drink and take meat, what is this civilization? What is this civilization? Therefore we are suffering. Again, bhavo. Here it is said that avidya kama karma bhi, by ignorance they are thinking, by opening factories they will be happy. That is avidya, he does not know that this is ignorance. Why you should open factory? This is called ugra karma. There is no need of opening factory. You have got land, here are so many lands, you produce your food grains, annad bhavanti bhutani, you eat sumptuously food grain, milk, and that will be available without any factory. The factory cannot produce milk or food grain. The present scarcity of foodstuff, members, everybody is engaged in the city, they're producing bolts and nuts. Who is producing food grain? This is the solution of economic problem. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Therefore, we are trying to engage our men to produce their own food, be self-sufficient, so that this rascal may see that how one can live very peacefully eating the food grains and milk and chant Hare Krishna. This is our mission. We don't deny this food. They are after Daridranan and Seva. But why Daridran? Why not cheap Narayan or the rich Narayan? Everyone should be engaged, Bhagavat Prasadam. We don't make any distinction, Daridran Narayan or rich Narayan, Dhani Narayan. Everyone, come on, take Prasadam. So, this process of Krishna consciousness should be very vigorously propagated all over the world, simply by seeing the deity. Simply by joining Hare Krishna mantra chanting, Savanam Kirtanam. Here it is said, Jat Kirtanam. The Kirtana word is first used. Simply by Kirtanam. Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam. If you perform Kirtan, then you will be able to think of Krishna. That I have danced 2 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is the meaning? That is smaran, again smaran, Krishna. He may think that foolishly I have chanted for 2 hours, Krishna, Krishna, that means again smaranam. Krishna caught up. Just ikhanam. So just like people are purchasing our Krishna book, because Krishna movement is going on, so they are purchasing out of curiosity. What is this Krishna? Let us see. Jadikhana, let us see the book. And immediately he will see the picture, Radha Krishna. Jadikhana. And if they open the book, they will see more. Jadikhana. Then there is Vandanam. There are so many prayers glorifying Krishna. Then Savarang, others will hear, somebody will read. Then, if he is fortunate enough, he will become Krishna conscious, as arahanam. He will be engaged in the worshipping deity. So, lokasya sadvam vidunati kalmasam. These processes, sabanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam bhajanam, so perfect that as soon as you take them, not all of them, either all of them or some of them or at least one of them, then what happens? Lokasya sadvam vidunati kalmasam. Tasmai subhadya sabasi no. I am offering mercy to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by remembering Him, simply by glorifying Him, simply by seeing so many things happen. So Sukhdev Goswami, the authority, is one of the authority. Vaiyasaki. Boli Vyasa Vaiyasaki. Out of 12 authorities, Sukhdev Goswami is authority. Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. We have to follow the authority. So he says, simply by performing this process, sabanam kirtanam vishnu, then what you mean? Lokasya sadvam vidunoti kalmasam. This material contamination will be washed off. Lokasya sadvam. When washed off? Immediately, sir, immediately. No waiting. Sadhya. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.